It's been a while.
Yeah, I hope I remember how to do this.
Yeah, it's been like a month. That's ish, approximately.
I was getting nervous this morning.
But it's like riding a bike, right?
It is?
I don't know. I told you it's snowing. I don't ride my bike in the snow.
Me either.
Well,
I
I
haven't ridden
know.
a bike in a while either.
That's why you're nervous. I hear you. Oh man, like there is no rust on us. We just come out of the gate. Brand new
Rust
year, hilarity.
rust proof.
Yeah. Stainless steel. That's the new name of the podcast.
Does titanium rust?
Well, you had to ruin it with that? And welcome to episode 313 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Is it snowing there?
Not at this moment, but it has snowed off and on for weeks. So this is, crazy.
It's snowing here finally.
Finally.
It's a big snow day.
Yay.
Like, just started, like, last for 3 hours now. That's about it. And then. So there you go. We're good. New year, new snow.
Hooray!
2017, Adam. What's going on?
Yeah.
How's your year so far?
Excellent, thank you.
We're on day two.
Yeah. I started off with a bang. No, I didn't.
In what way?
Nothing. I took it easy. Hockey tournament for Jack. That's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
built,
standard.
Built a Lego figurine. How about that? Built a Kylo Ren Lego figurine.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're living the dream, my friend.
How about yourself?
We also got Lego for Christmas, a Frozen Lego castle, which fortunately I did not have to get involved with.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was good. Other than that, no, still did not start with a bang either. Just nice cat, nice walk. Nothing interesting. Let's just go to photo stuff.
Yay, photos, because we haven't talked about that for a while.
Amazon.
Oh, okay, Amazon.
Buy your stuff on Amazon. Click through our site. Another year of doing that, and it helps us out. That's what I'm telling you.
Great.
We appreciate it. We appreciate people doing it. Keep doing it.
Did you get any photo related stuff for Christmas?
No, I got a front yard for Christmas.
Okay.
That was it. Like, really, all the things on my wish list. None of that came. I would have had to order. There's no way my wife would know to order that stuff.
Yeah.
Or Santa.
Me too. I didn't get anything photo related for Christmas, so.
Okay.
Too bad. Too bad on that front.
I don't even know if I got a toque. A Canucks toque for Christmas.
Oh, Jack got one that sort of by proxy has become mine because he's an Oilers fan now.
I see.
Yeah.
So yeah, my son and I got matching toques, and then I got a, what do you call it? Like a square, like for drawing straight lines in the workshop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that called a T-square?
Well,
or no, that's a different.
Not really. I mean, I think you could get away with it. I think it's just called a square because it's actually an L-square.
Okay.
The T-square is for drafting, and it's actually
right.
A T.
Yeah.
I didn't get one of those. I got one of the, yeah. Again, okay. that's what I bought. But literally, the only reason I bring it up is those are the only two things I actually got for Christmas.
Okay. Well,
big,
I don't think
big year.
You weren't well behaved, maybe.
No. Nope. Didn't even get the coal. Yeah. Got some solar energy. That's how we're doing it now.
Good.
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Did you take any interesting photos? Is that the question?
Not yet. We're not even close to that yet.
Okay, what's going on? Didn't you already ask me that?
Yeah. Okay, but I'm going to introduce. We said we're going to do the new monthly challenge this year.
Okay,
that's what we're talking about right now.
Okay,
and the goal has been in the past. The photo challenge has always been about getting other people engaged. It wasn't really you and I. I mean, it became you and I because evidently we're accidental snobs.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole idea, like, well, even to take it back even further, like the whole idea of the podcast at the beginning, not now, but at the beginning, was Adam didn't know, you know, shutter speed from something that you could, can, I don't know. I have no analogy here. Swiss cheese?
Okay.
A lot of holes, sure, in it, maybe? Sure. No, but Adam really had no clue what he was doing, and the idea was that he was going to, you know, learn, and the listener would learn along with him. So the challenges were more so for Adam and the listener to kind of follow along with. But what we kind of realized, took us 6 years to do, is that a weekly challenge is really difficult to keep up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the nature of when we record the show to when it airs to then when the next one's recorded, it's really a tight time frame. So our goal really is engagement, listener engagement. And that's interaction between the listeners and us, but also, even more important to me, is interaction between our listeners.
Okay, or between our listeners and their cameras.
Right. Well, that should be from the beginning. Yeah, that was totally, and yeah. But on a human level, interaction from listener to listener. Even okay. though you're not going to know each other, you're probably going to live, you know, hundreds, thousands of miles apart. There is this community that's happening. And that's one of the things that as I posted on Facebook yesterday, it was kind of a surprise to me. It never occurred to me that we would get to meet, quote-unquote meet, such a variety of people from all different walks of life who listen to the show and write us, and they do all kinds of different things. And I tell you this honestly, I'm legitimately fascinated to hear from the listeners and what they do for a living.
Okay.
Like, I remember years ago, we had one of our listeners. He's a short haul truck driver, and he's probably listening to this now, driving, ironically, or not ironically at all.
Maybe he's at a rest stop.
Could be. But I had a bunch of questions for him because do you know how truck driving works besides the obvious?
No.
No, and I'm fascinated by the little day-to-day things of different people's jobs. And even though I don't like people, I evidently like strangers.
Or their backstories.
Probably just the backstories. Yeah. Don't make it personal. So that's kind of one of the surprise benefits of doing the show. And so I think it's important that people have the opportunity to share those experiences with each other, because when you're in terms of taking pictures and learning, and there's going to be a lot of common ground about, hey, yeah, I find, well, you know, when I take pictures of my kids, this happens, or this, instead of just listening to us, you know, babble on about hilarious stuff, you might learn additional stuff and build bonds and et cetera, et cetera.
Plus, I mean, it's like anything. If you're into whatever, building tiny models of Star Wars stuff, then, you know, you're probably gonna have
used to having your ass kicked.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Plus, I just picked that as a random topic. Not that I do that.
Yeah.
Just that you probably are gonna find interesting conversation with others that are into the same thing. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So,
correct.
I mean, over the holidays, we all went to probably some Christmas parties and made small talk with people about nothing. And that gets old pretty quick. And so the idea is, I mean, I didn't come across anybody who is into photography in any of these little Christmas parties that I attended. So, I mean, I appreciate, you know, getting into conversation with others about stuff that we're both interested or passionate about. So I think that's what you're sort of, you know, heading towards, is that
yes,
there's a community of those people out there too. And this is one medium to kind of, you know, get in touch with others that are interested in the same topic, right?
That's exactly right. So that's part of the engagement that we want to do. So this month, starting January 2017, we're going to incorporate a monthly challenge. We're still going to do our weekly challenge, though. We're not going to give up on that.
Right. That's probably for the super hardcores and for both of us, right?
Right. everyone's welcome to participate in the weekly challenge, and that's become, like, for me, it's kind of become an important, it's become an important part of my week. Sometimes, unfortunately, because it's really tough to shoehorn it in sometimes. But I still want to keep doing it. So what we're going to do is at the first show of each month, which is this, for instance, today, we're going to announce the monthly challenge, and that will be, we will discuss that show on the first show in February.
Okay.
And so what we're going to do, and for us, and then we'll also issue a weekly challenge at the end of the show today. And however, on the very last episode of January, there will be no weekly challenge.
Right.
For us, the weekly challenge will be the monthly one.
Right. Okay.
Sounds way too confusing, but I'll write it down.
It'll all work out.
It'll all work out once we get into the swing of things. The challenge, speaking of challenge, is going to be what's the best way to set up a community on this?
So that we can get those pictures posted somewhere where everyone can look at them and comment and whatnot.
Yes, I would like other people to post their own photos.
Right.
I don't necessarily want to be in charge of that. I'm not going to run a bulletin board site. That all sounds too difficult.
Right.
Too time consuming and really not worth it.
I vote Facebook.
There is the Facebook. However, not everybody is super thrilled about just hucking their stuff up on Facebook.
Okay.
Rightfully so. I'm not going to argue.
Because it's going to get stolen?
I think just in general, I don't love putting everything on Facebook. You know?
Yeah. No, I don't love it either, but I mean, as far as places to post it, easy way to create this community where there's a place to make comments. Plus, we already have, you know, what, 400 or so people on Facebook attached to us, so it's already kind of something there.
Well, we are doing Facebook.
Yeah.
But
I just mean there's already 400 people already set up to do it, so.
Yes. However, we'd like to go beyond that. So I know we have many listeners who are not even on the Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hopefully more.
So that's going to be, so 400 people. So that's going to be a challenge, you know. So are people going to want to sign up for Facebook just for this? Probably not. However, I don't know of a catch-all alternative. So what we are going to do is figure out a way to do a Facebook closed group.
Okay.
So what that means is it's on the Facebook, but you can only see other photos if you're in that group.
Okay.
Which means, I mean, it's not like an exclusive entry. Like if you get in touch with us and say, hey, I'm a listener, can I get in the group? The answer is yes. But if you say that, you know, you're part of the Bader Meinhof gang and you want to be part of that, then no.
Okay.
You can't be in that.
Okay.
You didn't think I was going to make a Red Army faction joke, did you? You were worried that I wouldn't.
Yeah.
So in that respect, it's not going to be public, but it'll be, you know, I guess semi-private will be what it's called. So closed group, I need to figure out how to do that because I can create one with my account, but I can't seem to create one with our two hosers account.
Okay.
That's going to be the challenge. So I'll work on that in the next couple of days, and we'll get the info out to the people.
Fantastic.
All right. So with this photo challenge, there's not rules, but there's kind of rules to it.
Okay.
The idea is to shoot something new after we've issued the challenge.
Right. Don't pull from your archives.
Don't do it.
Right.
Don't do it. I mean,
this is where the learning occurs.
Correct.
Okay.
That's where the engagement happens, or hey, you know, and or there'll be a funny story about how you had to shoot this one, or whatever it is. And we want to hear the story behind the shot, too. Like, if there is something interesting happened while you're shooting it, let us know. Like, attach that to it. That's part of the discussion. Okay?
Right.
Submissions should be entered by the last day of the previous month. So if we issue this in the beginning of January, you should have it posted by January 31st.
Okay.
Now, earlier the better. Don't necessarily wait, because we
probably get more feedback, more comments if you post it earlier.
Correct. that's going to be a thing.
From us. I can't speak for other people, but from us.
I would imagine. Well, yeah. Just in theory. I mean, in theory, you'll... couple more days. Extra couple of days.
That's right.
That's how it works. No, but generally, like, so our as of right now, or as of the last couple of years, for Adam and I, the way we do the show is we record Friday evenings, my time, and Friday morning for Adam, because of the time difference.
Yeah.
That show goes up the following Monday morning. Now, that's for most of the time. Sometimes, you know, if Adam's going on holidays or I'm going away or whatever it is, we'll record a show ahead of time. But generally, we record it, you know, 3 days ahead of time, which means if there's a show that, you know, airs, say, I don't know, March the 1st, I haven't looked at all the Mondays yet, then we will have recorded by the end of February.
Right.
You see where I'm going with this?
Yes, yes.
Post early. Earlier the better.
Correct.
All right. Other than that, that's it. Because we'll do it on Facebook, we don't really have any restrictions on file size or, you know, how many pixels or whatever. Go nuts if you want to watermark your images so people can find you. Go ahead. That's kind of the point.
Yep.
No problem. So other than that. Get to it. Now, the first challenge I wanted to... Oh, the idea is we're going to start off kind of hopefully easy and then sort of build.
Okay.
Okay? We want to be accessible. Like, that's the thing is when we started the show 6 years ago, one of the sort of keys to our show was we wanted everybody to have access. And a lot of the stuff we'd been hearing or you read online, people talking about... How they shoot photos? They have a $10,000 camera setup,
right?
And most of our listeners don't, and that's good. You don't need that. That's kind of our point. And so, what we're going to do is try to shoot stuff that is, I wouldn't say generic. Like we'll start to be more specific, but early on, we want to include as many people as possible.
Right. The first challenge is five lights.
Yeah, five lights. Yeah, and it has to be a Canon. From May 2012 on, right. And a 35mm prime. Other than that, no, first one, honestly, black and white. Very simple. The first challenge for January is black and white.
Okay.
So, we'll get more specific later, but for now, that's what we're going with.
Great.
All right. So, that's the monthly challenge. Christmas vacation. How was your Christmas vacation, Adam?
Was fantastic.
Did you?
Well, I guess we didn't really because of we did have a Boxing Day episode, but it was pre-recorded, so Christmas hadn't actually occurred.
No.
So yeah, so we were in Vernon, like we had done the previous year, visiting family, and had a wonderful winter vacation because in Vernon it snows a ton.
Hold on one sec, man.
Uh oh.
Hello.
Uh oh.
You're there.
Uh oh.
Okay, you're good.
Behind the scenes, Al's
house. Yeah, my wife had to travel in the snow, and I told her to call when she got there.
Okay, so she made
a lot of snow. Yeah, she got there.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
yeah. So. That was peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, we'll just leave that in.
Yeah, so I had a good Christmas break. Lots of snow, lots of outdoor fun.
You were gone for how many days?
We were gone for 5 days, I believe. I think it was five. Five
Fly,
days or
drive.
Six. We flew because it's much safer this time of year. It's a horribly, potentially dangerous drive through.
Can be.
Yeah. And this year was particularly bad because of how much snow they had. So it was whiteout conditions. So really happy that we did fly. So that worked out well.
Coming it's only about, specifically the Coquihalla.
Yes.
The coming over the peak at the Coquihalla is... dangerous. It's unbelievable. Like, it can be. It's not always, but when it is dangerous, it is scary as hell.
Yeah, it is. And there's cars. I mean, it was all over the news. Cars lined up in ditches, like, everywhere. Like, it was, but you don't know that when you have to go to book your flight. But we just don't take our chances during the winter and just fly.
Yeah.
And it makes it that much easier. So we did that. And all the pictures that I took last year, I posted, you know, outdoor skating and tobogganing and all of that stuff. Again, have this year's edition. so many pictures, and since I've been back, been so busy, haven't actually gone through them or posted anything yet. So I'll try to get that together and post some of those photos, because they're fun photos. And again, another reason to have a beater camera, because I did not take the 6D on this trip. So a combination of my little fancy point and shoot, the Sony camera, which I used for some video and some photos, which again, I don't mind taking it into the front lines and getting snow on it or whatnot, because that's sort of what it's for. And also the classic, the 5D classic with a 50 millimeter prime. Those are the two cameras I brought. Small sort of setup. Use the 5D for some indoor shots with some bounce flash, because the little Sony camera only has a little tiny pop-up and has no external hot shoe. So it's nice to be able to have the ability to use some flash for some Christmas morning photos and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what I brought. And yeah, some great shots, which of course I haven't posted yet. So that's coming.
That's funny because... I was just going back, like one of the things that I've been doing, and I actually spent most of today doing, like it was just I've been trying to amalgamate and go through catalogs of photos that I have never edited. Like I've never gone, like early on when I first got my first DSLR in 2007, I shot and shot and shot and shot JPEGs, just fired away. Like I think I must have burned that thing down in the first 2 months.
Right.
And kept everything. And it was just one of those things I always meant to get to, was to get to that back catalog of photos from that, essentially a year. It was about 12 months from November of 2007 till November of 2008 that I just hadn't gotten to that block. Now, being the first year with a DSLR, and I had just moved to Germany, can you imagine? And I'll throw two weddings in there too. Can you imagine how many photos I shot in that time frame?
A lot.
Ballpark it for me.
A thousand?
I'll tell you.
1,000?
In a year?
Oh, in a year, sorry. 5,000.
Double that.
Oh, no.
And add 400.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I had to go through 10,000 photos. I say photos. Really, it's like if you smear dog poop on the sidewalk, that was what it was. Not so much a photo as it was just awful.
Yeah.
Bad word picture? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, 10,000 is a lot of photos.
10,000, no, but...
I don't take that even close to that in a year anymore. That's why my
Yeah.
I'm skewed in terms of... But I guess with the weddings, you would have taken a lot of photos.
The weddings I overshot, definitely. But so 10,000. So the good news is, not only did I take a lot of pictures, I was really bad at taking pictures. Like, I look at those pictures now and I think... What was I? Why did I even do that?
Right.
What was my camera doing there? Oh, I really should have just thrown it in the lake. That would have been better for everybody. So, but I went through and I basically picked out the ones I'm going to take. I'm going to migrate X number of photos from those old catalogs into my everyday Lightroom catalog, so I can go through and go, all right, from that year, like here's the pictures I want to look at. Any idea of those 10,000, how many I kept?
Okay.
I went high, too.
250.
Okay, double that. You're always half. Okay,
I was going to say 500.
Yeah,
darn
it was about 500. I kept five. Right. Out of 10,000, I kept around. And even that was a couple of them were like, that's really my wife. I could care less. She'll probably want to see that.
Yeah.
Like documentation of an event that I could care less about.
So 1 in 20.
Oh, terrible. That's okay. A 5%. And that's not even good. That's acceptable.
Right.
So I was pretty miserable day for me today, actually. The good news is I've dropped a bunch of weight since then. I was a heavy stepper. So there's that. But hair was darker, though.
Okay.
There's that. So it's fun. So anyway, it's funny you should mention about not going through your pictures yet.
Yeah. And then it turned into like Christmas became New Year's, and then you take more photos, and then some you want to get out. Like the Christmas stuff, I'm fine with not getting those out till, 2 weeks after Christmas. I don't need the immediacy, but sure. New Year's is one of those things when you take pictures, like we did a photo booth again, I kind of want to get them back to people sort of for, not so much for my sake, but for their sake, for kind of like the New Year's part of it. They want to post some pictures and stuff. So I prioritized and thought, oh, okay, I'll go through those ones quickly. And I can do that faster because the lighting conditions are all constant versus the Christmas stuff, which is all over the map and all different days and all different events and all different lighting. And I just, that's a little bit more onerous. So everyone can wait on those.
How was shooting Christmas?
It was fine. Yeah, it's good. I mean, I shoot what I want when I want, and
that's the good part. Yeah,
yeah. And so now that's kind of just the way it is. So nobody anymore. I've talked in years past about, hey, Adam, go get your camera and shoot that. That never happens anymore. Maybe they've listened to our podcast and
heard me.
No, I of course they haven't. But I think it's just sort of known now that I'll do it when I feel like it. So I'll get everything. Not to worry. All the important cast members will be captured.
Yes,
but you don't have to sort of point me in the direction of where the photos are.
And the trade-off for me, the trade-off there is, I will do that, and then when I see you with your point and shoot taking a horrible picture of nothing, I will judge you silently.
Yeah.
I won't come out and say it.
I don't even think I saw anybody take a photo. Actually, there's a few phone photos. That's not true. A couple of selfies out there. That done with people's phones. So, but other than that, nobody had an actual camera, physical camera. They just leave that part to me. We did take our annual tractor picture again. So at some point I'll have to post that, the family tractor picture. That's kind of how we age ourselves, is by the family tractor picture. Yeah.
And as boring as it sounds, I look forward to it as well. I do. There's something about that aesthetic, especially in the snow.
Yeah, there's a lot of snow. And someone else, another family that was there, because there's lots of people around my in-laws' place, asked me if I would do a family tractor photo for them. And they had a big, like, all their extended family was there. So it was probably, I don't know, 16 or 17 people. So I did one for them. But it was just snowing like you wouldn't believe. And it was, you know, 3:45 where it's starting to get sort of dark and blue. And I'm shooting with the 5D, which really isn't a low-light camera. And so I had to bump the ISO a little bit, which is okay. But then I had to drop the shutter speed a bit in order to get enough light. And because of all the snow, you can either look at it as amazingly cool because of all the snow, and also because the shutter speed's around, I don't know, 1/80th of a second or something. The snow is everywhere, and a blur of snow mixed with, you know, just sort of smiley, happy faces and sort of the blue tones for the time of day. And I really, really like it. But it is a very non-typical sort of family shot. It's amazing how much snow there was. Like, again, so that part's kind of cool. But I was hoping for a super sharp, well-lit time of day. You know, that's what I would have liked. But when they said, hey, we're all here, can you do this? Not the conditions.
And it's not your family.
Not my family.
Yeah. No, you're set.
Yeah.
Your family got the good one.
We got a better day for it, yeah.
that's kind of key.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found Christmas really difficult with the two young kids. They weren't... just with everybody crowded around, like the grandparents were there. Because we do the two Christmases, right? We have Christmas Eve and Christmas Day here.
Okay.
Because Europe, they celebrate Christmas Eve. That's when the presents come out.
Right.
And then Canada is Christmas Day, and so we do both for the kids. Which we don't do both. Like, we basically split their presents in half.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, I got half a shirt? I was like, just wait. So tomorrow you're getting the other half.
And we'll sew it up.
Yeah. Don't worry. That's good. I got Velcro, kid. So essentially that's what we do, is we whack it in half. And then, but the Christmas Eve, everybody's there. We have, you know, cousins are there and stuff. And so it's just, you can't get a shot in. It's difficult.
Right.
So I want to get a couple photos from, you know, from my folks who have sent presents from Canada. So I want to get a photo of, you know, the kids opening their present just to send to them to say, hey, you know, thanks.
Right.
Tough to do. So I try to shoot and get, you know, one or two photos of each kid and then just put it away. And as we've talked about before, and just enjoy Christmas with the kids.
Yeah.
That's the plan. And then we had a New Year's party. So I know what you're talking about the New Year's photos. I took none. I just said, no, I'm not doing it this year. I'd had enough. I mean, I took for the photo challenge, I took some New Year's pictures.
Right.
But in terms of the party, we had people over. I even had a friend from Canada with his family who lives in Europe now. I still took nothing. I just decided I'd had enough. So that's it. We'll all just remember this.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. However, and I thought about this, you know, you hosted a party.
No, we went to sister-in-law's place.
Okay.
She hosted. I set up a photo booth.
What'd you do for music?
What did she do?
What was there music playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she just had it on her playlist on her phone that she played through her stereo. I think that's what she did.
Which I think is a great idea. So here's why I bring it up. Is in the past I've been a playlist guy, like make your own playlist out of the songs that you have, and I don't want to do that anymore.
Okay.
And so I figured, you know what, there's the thing called Apple Music. You've heard of it.
Yeah. And like Spotify, there's another one.
And there's Spotify, but I just so happened I wasn't sure which one to sign up for, and so it came down to I've been using Spotify free for a while. That was 99 cents for the 3 months,
right?
For the pro version.
Yeah.
Apple Music was free for 3 months. I said, well, that's 99 cents I'm going to put in my pocket.
Why not?
So I signed up for the free thing of Apple Music, essentially for the party.
Okay.
So I'll take it on the iPod, stream it onto the stereo, and that's it. I don't have to make any playlists.
No, they do it. They do it for you.
They do it for you. And you can listen to new music because I don't know.
Stuff.
Tired of Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Of course, yeah.
Just
every day, every day for 40 years.
I'm not tired of it. Those guys take care of business, man. So I said, let's hear something new. There's obviously new music. We have the Bieber. You know, we could listen to him.
Yeah.
And that. So I'll let Apple handle it. So I did. And then all the, the German adults came over. And of course, that wasn't good enough. Well, what about this? Hey, Alan, play this. Hey, play this song. Hey, do you have Helena Fisher? Play Helena Fisher. Hey, do you have Andreas Gabalier? Do you have Andreas Gabalier? Hey, Alan, play Helena Fisher. So I finally said, I just hit stop. I said, well, tell you what, there's a network. You go ahead and play what you want. Get your phones out, everybody.
Okay.
You want some polka music? Throw it up there. Go ahead. We're having a good time now, everybody. And so that was the plan. And then, of course, they come over to me 8 seconds later. Hey, I can't find your network. Hey, where's your network? Okay, I'm on your network now. What about you? Now, where's the playing? Just get out. It's 8:30. Why don't you head on home? We were doing fine. I'm going to buy that record player, and we're going to listen to bagpipes the whole night. How does that sound, guys?
How did it sound?
They all think I'm an a-hole.
Yeah.
and I said, well, actually, it's all nine of you are.
Right.
If we're pointing fingers.
So did the party end?
No.
Okay.
I turned the music off, though, and I just said... I don't care. I've had most of a bottle of rum. I don't really care. You should hear the music in my head. It's Bachman Turner Overdrive. Spoiler alert. So anyways, that's where we're at. I guess what I'm saying is if you go to someone's party, just listen to their music.
Let them take care of the music.
There's nothing wrong with it. See ya.
Gotcha.
She's good. See ya.
Yeah.
Just played a bunch of her songs. Turns out she's really, really talented.
Yeah.
Won't you go over there and, you know, enjoy the new year, guys?
Okay.
So there was that.
So as part of your New Year's resolutions, it's not to be angry at party guests.
Oh, no. It's to find new friends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Should be no problem.
Okay.
Actually, my one buddy from Canada who was here was fully on my side. He's like, yeah. Yeah, they're wrong. But he's kind of an a-hole, too. That's why we've been friends forever. So there's that. All right. Let's get to the shooting interesting stuff.
Okay.
You must have shot some interesting stuff. You must have done sledding.
Yeah. But, I mean, we don't really need to talk about that. So, okay. Something different. I mean, it's covered. There's snow. You know, there's fast action. There's usually lots of light because of the snow and the reflection, especially mm-hmm. if you're not shooting in the middle of the night. So everyone can figure that out. You can probably crank up the shutter speed and try to...
We did episodes on how to shoot in snow.
Yeah, and also fast-moving action. So you can imagine mm-hmm. fast shutter speed, try to, you know, get interesting angles. Or for what I like to do is try to, you know, get at eye level. So you got to sort of lie down on your stomach in the snow and shoot them as they come down the hill. If you want sort of something that looks natural, don't stand up and shoot a person sledding down on their tummy or on their knees from a weird, awkward angle that shows nothing. So when you see my photos, you'll say, ah, that's how you do sledding.
That's it.
So,
he invented sledding photography.
Yeah, so there's that. There's Don in his snowflake photography and me in tobogganing photography.
You're the Ansel Adams. I love the fact that essentially Ansel Adams, because of the alliteration, is the only photographer that non-photographers have heard of.
Yeah, it's true.
So he becomes, you know...
Plus, like, it's an odd name. There's that, too.
True.
If it was Adam Adams, I don't think it would be as popular.
That's an interesting point. That guy, he's the Ansel Adams of landscape photography.
Yeah.
Well, no, Adam Adams. Ansel Adams is Wait, you don't even know who Ansel Adams is, do you?
I got confused.
You do. I know you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it snowed here today, as I said. So I snapped a snow photo, and I'm just going to post that just because I liked some of the colors that popped out.
I also did some interesting photography for other people.
There you go. That's what I wanted to hear about.
Did some white background stuff for Christmas cards. I had someone come over who did it as well last year, and she came over to do Christmas card photos with her and her dog, and she wanted white backgrounds. So we did some of that, and then and kind of the stuff you'd think. They brought cute little costumes, sort of matching costumes, like a lumberjack jacket for her, and then like a little fancy lumberjack hat for the dog. And so they had a few different shots that they had in mind. We did that. I was really happy how they turned out. But I had the sort of forethought to say, hey, I'm going to do all this setting up of the white background. Maybe I can piggyback on this and do, you know, some dance photos for my daughter and maybe one of her dance friends. Because I've shot lots of stuff for Jack this year as far as hockey goes. But getting the dance stuff, because it's in a closed studio where they don't want you to come with your camera, is really difficult. So I have to pretty much orchestrate that at my own house. So I thought, oh, I'm already going to do all the setup for the white background and the lights and all that. Let's see if we can organize this so that they come and do that right after I'm done with the paying client, because I'm going to do this dance stuff, you know, for free, obviously.
Right.
So anyway, so we did that, and Sarah had a friend come over that she dances with, and they did some dance photos, which, I mean, I was super happy with. Like, very... cute little poses and whatnot of the two girls, and just the lighting was just right for what I wanted. So I'll post some of those on my website, maybe, because I don't think I want to really post their photos on all their dance stuff on Facebook, but I have a little dance section on my website, so I will do that. By the time this airs, hopefully I'll have had a chance to put those dance photos up on the website and check those out for the listeners. So there you go.
Great.
Yeah, so how about you and interesting stuff?
Let's see. Did some ice skating. That's not tremendously interesting. But kids are getting into it.
You photographed it, though.
I did photograph it. Well, because it was one of my daughter's friends from kindergarten. Their family expressed interest in coming to skate with us.
And they had skates?
No, but I have a house full of them.
Okay, because you've bought them all from Canada.
Yeah, I basically mule secondhand skates over here. No, legitimately, I think we have right now, I think there's 5 pairs of skates, different sizes.
You should turn your place into a rental shop for skates.
Sounds like a bit of a hassle.
Maybe turn your new front yard into a skating rink.
Ideally. I would like to do that, but we'll see how cold it stays. No, but the joke of it is actually for me to buy secondhand skates in Canada is less than half the price than it is to rent them once here.
Oh, wow.
And rentals are only $4. 4 euros, sorry. So skates are legitimately that cheap. They're between zero and sometimes $3 in Canada. For good used skates.
Nice.
For kids.
Kid size, yeah.
Yeah, because obviously kids wear them for a week and a half and then move on, right?
Yeah, or they outgrow them, or they get them and they're not into it or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, so there is definitely a plethora of them in Vancouver, at least.
Yeah.
And so that's what I do essentially is I just whenever I'm back, pick up a couple pairs and then mule them back in my luggage. That's so every time I get to the checkout, they're like, hey, you're a couple kilograms over. Well, yeah, I got ice skates. And they let me go.
Nice.
But yeah, so her friend wanted to come. Her friend is her age. So I'm going to say 5. And she has an older brother who's around 8 or 9. And so they came. They'd never been skating before, ever. The dad had been. He's a German guy. He had been skating when he was, you know, in his teens. And his wife, their mother, has never been skating in her life. She's originally from Mexico. Evidently not a lot of ice arenas in Mexico.
Okay.
So she, but she said, yeah, I want to try it. And just did. Just rented skates and went out and wasn't good, as to be expected. But she really gave it the old college try and made sure to get out there. So I wanted to bring my camera specifically to get photos of them on their first ever skating event. That's all.
Okay, great.
Nothing interesting except for the fact that it was crowded. During the holidays, it was very, very crowded there. So trying to get a group shot of them in at center ice was a challenge, but made it happen.
And they're probably thrilled, right?
They were thrilled. And I sent them the full resolution one. They're going to get it printed. Even then, I didn't bring a flash. It was just the 40D and the 30mm lens and just available light, which at this rink, I think we've talked about in the past, the whole one side of the building actually opens up like garage doors. So like you get like a lot of essentially window light flooding in, which on a cloudy day, you still get enough light to make a decent photo.
And I have to admit, I mean, there is something about doing these photos for other people, and I'm sure you feel the same way, that you're sort of torn on it because it's a hassle in the moment, you know, trying to get this photo, you're kind of probably thinking to yourself, like, why on earth did I, you know, bring my camera? Why am I doing this? Like, there's a lot of that sort of feeling in the moment. But then when you deliver the photo and you get, you know, basically the response back about, you know, how grateful, how thankful, how much they like it, like, it does make it all worthwhile, which is the only thing that drives me crazier about this stuff is when you just don't get a response back.
Right.
And you hear maybe 6 months later from the person face to face that, oh, thanks so much, love the photo. It's too late. I mean, you know, like you've already harbored resentment about it for, you know, months. So that's the only thing. You know they got the photo. You know in your heart that they probably really appreciate it, but you don't hear back.
Yeah, so, no, these are very nice people. These are not playlist complainers.
Okay, yeah.
They didn't care what music was playing. They weren't at the party. They didn't make the cut, of course. But next year, they're top of the list. Yeah, so they were really, really thrilled. So totally worth it. Did not make that list of people that you hate.
Yeah. No, but even some people that I really, really like, that I know really, really like the photos, still sometimes don't respond back with a thank you. That still happens, which again is crazy to me. But just I guess the world of answering emails and whatnot, it's a bridge too far. Yeah,
that's where we're at. But yeah. The other thing, there was another something I found interesting. We went out on Boxing Day, which isn't Boxing Day here, but what would be Boxing Day. Nice, beautiful, sunny day. Cold, but nice and sunny. We went for a little hike with the family, like just the four of us. And we hiked up this a couple villages over from where we live, like just outside of Tübingen, is a place called Vermlingen. And if you want to Google it, go ahead and Google it. Vermlingen Capella, the chapel in Vermlingen. It's at the top of this hill. It's actually really cool because you can see it. Like, it's pretty much a valley all around, and so you can see this church on the top of a hill. It's pretty well photographed in this area. It's pretty cool to see. But it's not too challenging. Like, the kids can hike up. So we hiked up, and I purposely brought my flash with me, which I don't normally do for something like this. Like an off-camera flash, the SB28.
Okay.
And either a half or a three-quarter, I think it was a half CTO. Orange gel. And I had something in mind. The whole reason we were going, I knew we were going to look out on a cool day. It was quite sunny when we left, and we're going to see the valley. And I thought, you know, I'm purposely going to try to stop down to make it look like bring the rich colors out and make it look really cool, and then get a shot of each of my kids with this essentially flash on full power, blasting on them just to get an exposure on them. And that's what I did, and it was surprisingly, I wouldn't say easy, but simple to do.
Okay.
And so I posted that on Boxing Day. I think I posted it to our Facebook page.
Yeah, I saw it.
So you saw the. So, yeah, I saw it.
I saw it. nothing special.
No. Moving on.
I wish you hadn't just wasted 2 minutes describing it. No, it's a good photo. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so I'll post that shot of my daughter. Not all the three again, because you can just go back and find that one. But I'll post it on our site as well, on the Two Hoser site. It's something I encourage people to do. It's actually it's takes a little trying, a little fooling around at first to get it dialed in. But once you do, the end results are pretty cool, and you're not going to repeat that with your iPhone.
Right.
So you're going to stand out. So that's all that's interesting that happened in the last couple of weeks. So the challenge this week was New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
That's how fresh we're keeping these shows, man.
Yeah, this just happened.
All right. So you can decide if you want to go first or second.
I'll go first.
Done. All right. Here it is. The photo booth, I'm guessing.
That's it. Nothing to it. This is a small New Year's Eve gathering with sort of two families, our kids, my sister-in-law. And so these were the adults that attended the party. So we took an adult shot.
What song was playing in the background?
I don't know, but something happy, because I look super happy.
You do look super happy.
That's what I said. I said to Lisa in all of the photos that I took in the photo booth, I have like a very, very substantial smile. There's no bones about it. I was loving the photo booth. So
it's like it's like it's your first New Year's ever.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, this is what you do at New Year's. You put a tiara on and you get a party horn and you get in a picture.
If they were filming the 40-Year-Old Virgin Part 2, this would be the poster. Go back and look at it. Look at the expression on Steve Carell's face in that poster. You're channeling it.
Awesome.
It's good. That is sheer excitement.
So there you go. Very simple setup. I've talked about, you know, photo booths in the past. Do you need the explanation of what's going on?
Is this an umbrella or a softbox?
This is a softbox.
Now, it's pretty much head on. Like, is it above the camera?
Yeah, above and a little bit camera right.
Just to so you can, you know, get the camera out of the way.
Yeah, that's it. The camera's almost right below the bottom left corner of it.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. On a tripod, 50mm lens, triggered by a remote. Just that's it. Nothing to it.
No, but there is something to it. I mean, this is really it's a surprisingly good photo. That's a cheap dig at you.
No, you mean for sort of the photo booth?
No, I just meant for you. But
it is a good photo booth. You know, it is a good photo booth picture because two things, and this is what I thought. I went through all of them. They're not all good.
No, of course not.
Because some of them, you know, it's on a tripod. Some of them, the people are in like one corner. It all depends on how, you know, well they centered themselves. I made sure to get this one center. But what I like about it is, A, it's very evenly lit.
Yes.
It looks like crowded in a photo booth. Like, it looks like a legit photo booth to me, which is part of what I like about it. And everybody, I mean, I like how even Lisa's head's a little bit cut off and her ears are a little cut off, because again, that sort of lends to me the authenticity of this being sort of, again, a crowded little photo booth, right? Mm-hmm. The backdrop's simple. I mean, there's just to me, it's everyone looks good. Faces are all plugged in nicely, nice smiles. To me it says a pretty good photo booth done with inside someone's house just in front of a blue wall.
Yes, and I actually the quote unquote imperfection of your wife not being on eye line with you and having her head cut off a little bit actually adds to the photo. I like it better that she's not.
Me too. Completely agree.
And love the even lighting. Love the framing. Love the happiness that we talked about. Love the colors. The colors are popping out. One of the things, and this is something that I've always kind of wanted to paint one of my walls in my house with that paint, because it's a great background.
Yeah,
I really love it. Like that kind of, it must be a glossy finish. A
little bit, yeah.
Because it kind of gives off, you can see it in the middle. It's kind of reflecting, and then it, you know, fades off, which I love. Like, this looks like a. If the Old Navy used really ugly people, this would be an ad.
Yes.
Don't tell your Wi-Fi. You know, besides your wife, I meant.
Yeah.
And her sister and friends and...
and the other fellow.
No, I stand by that.
Okay.
Yeah. And, but like this is really great background. So I'm considering, instead of painting a wall in my house like this, because we have a different kind, we don't have the flat walls like you, we sort of have like the different finish, right? I'm considering getting a piece of wood or something and painting it this color and using it, like just hanging it as a background.
Yeah, or just really like get a paper roll.
But it doesn't have the same reflectivity.
Yeah, though. That's true. You're right.
So I kind of want to have this. And I would paint it, you know, blue on one side, possibly green on the other. There's my green screen. But, and you can flip it back and forth quite easily. Only issue is where do you keep it? That's the nice part about it. Not like having a paper roll is the most convenient thing in the world either.
I hear you.
Yeah. So anyway, good. Love the colors. Love the red shirt on the blue background. The whole deal. Love the fact that you dressed up for New Year's too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. All right. Let's have a look at mine. This is New Year's in Germany. They love fireworks.
Okay.
Like a couple weeks leading up to New Year's, like every supermarket, you cannot go anywhere and not see fireworks for sale. Like, it's just completely legitimized. Everyone does it. And it's pretty awesome to see. Like, you can walk out, you know, at midnight on New Year's Eve, and it's just fireworks everywhere, all across the whole city.
Or country, I suppose. Yeah, no, that's fun.
Yeah, and we all have our eyes and all of our fingers still, so it worked
out
good.
That's also good.
Yeah, so I shot a couple of those, and I just wanted to pick one that was kind of an offbeat one. Like where it was, you can see fireworks are happening. There's a bottle in the photo that is used for an actual bottle rocket, except they're huge. Like the bottle rockets are like 3 feet long, 2 feet long, probably 2 feet long, legitimately. Like giant rockets that they fire off. And so one had just gone off, and I wanted to get my son and his friend who were reacting to the fireworks.
Gotcha. So hands over ears.
My son's friend does, yes. Yeah. He'd found it to be too loud. Okay. I couldn't quite get my son in the picture completely. There was a lot of people there, a lot of people crowding around, and I was actually more concerned about making sure my kids were safe than photographed well.
Okay, all right. So, we get what's going on. I like the smoke in the photo. It looks cool.
Provided by my SB28 that you see in the shot. That
right.
I positioned on the sidewalk down the street and aimed it back. Because I knew that it's going to be a complete smoke show, and that would be kind of a cool effect to light up the smoke from behind on every shot that we did. So,
yeah, and even the SB28 looks cool, and I mean it could be a streetlight for all we know. So it adds to the shot. I'd say it doesn't take anything away.
And kind of the fun part about it, like what is nice is that the streetlights provide a little bit of the light that you're seeing. And that's kind of, it's very, very orange. And the fireworks themselves are orange. And when, like, I shot some shots with the kids with the sparklers and stuff, that light is very orange and actually bright enough to light the image, which means when you're balancing for that, your SB28 or whatever flat or strobe you use comes in very blue without even having to put a gel on it.
Right.
So you get that really kind of cool blue light lighting up the blues, you know, the smoke, making the smoke blue while the rest of the image stays where it should.
How high is your light stand?
It's the same one as you have. The 5,000.
Just based on the angle and sort of where the cars on the road are, it looks like it's up high. That's why it sort of almost looks like it could be a street light.
Ah, no, it's up as high as it can go. It's that really bright one on the right-hand side.
Yeah. But...
That's high as it can go, and just, yeah, that's it.
Looks cool. All right.
Awesome. So that was New Year's this year. All right. So the quick topic this year, because we're almost out of time.
Yep.
Year's almost over.
Yep.
Resolutions for this year, photo related.
Okay. Do you have? I hope you have one.
No, I'm kind of perfect. Mm-hmm. No, I do. I do have some. And in fact,
Do you remember what your last year was?
I don't care. No, I probably didn't. I probably just did not fulfill them. No, this year I picked three things that I think are very reasonable. I should do more, and one of them ties right in with this photo and my the one of the Boxing Day hike that I talked about, is that I just want to use my gels more often.
Okay.
They don't come out as nearly as often as they should. This one I didn't use a gel. I didn't need to, but had I thought about it ahead of time, I might have. Except for I was, again, everything was pretty quick. This wasn't actually at midnight. I should go back up. This was at the fake midnight for the kids at 8:45 in the evening.
Right. We did it too.
Yeah.
And then did it. And then we did it again because they lasted till midnight.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I'd heard Netflix put on a fake countdown that you could play whenever you wanted just to trick the kids into going to bed.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
I did not know that either. Anyway, so this one was a little chaotic. We had a number of families. Like, there was like 8 families with, you know, so like 30 some odd kids or 30 some odd people, including kids running around out in front of our house. And so we, you know, I didn't want to do, and very cold. It was like -5, -6. So I didn't want to go out and actually, you know, spend too long lighting the whole scene. Or I would have done that. I would have had multiple lights and I kind of mixed in some different gels and really made it interesting. And that's what I want to do in this year is use my gels a lot more.
Okay.
They're there. They don't come out as often as they should.
Okay. No, you know, I think that's a good one.
Whether it's creative or just to mix light. Like sometimes I get lazy and go, you know, sure, the one source will be this will be too blue. I'll make it black and white. Let's move on.
Yeah. You know? I do that.
Okay. Let's stop doing it.
Or at least stop doing it all the time.
Correct.
Okay. I have one. I thought of one on the fly.
I'm all ears.
That's how good I am.
Yeah, obviously.
Black foamy thing.
Yes! I
kind of got away from it, and it is awesome. And so that was one of those things is that I often go inside the house with just ambient light only, and I'd say bother to use a flash almost never unless it's like a birthday cake photo or something very specific where I'll actually grab the flash indoors. Otherwise, I just look for window light all the time, just move my people around, or else don't take a photo at all.
Yes.
And so there's no reason for me not to grab a flash, put the black foamy thing on. I did it at up in Vernon during Christmas morning. The few photos that I did shoot, I used the black foamy thing, and I just like, yes, why? Especially when you have a white roof to work with. I mean, it is so easy. The results to me for the most part are, you know, hard to distinguish between that versus using a softbox. So why am I bothering to either set up an external light stand and triggers and all of this when I don't need to? So black foamy thing 99% of the time does the job and then some. So indoor photos, I'm going to get back on the black foamy thing horse.
You nailed that. I didn't write that one down, but that'll be my fourth one because I feel the same way. And even when I'm doing bounce flash, like this Christmas, I decided, don't need the black foamy thing. It'll be fine without it. I'm a liar.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's way more, the black foamy thing adds the directional component. Yeah. So, I mean, if you really do want the light to look directional, then you've got to use the black foamy thing.
Get it out, guys. It's what is it, 50 cents? Come on.
Yeah, maybe 50 cents. For 50 cents, you can make 4 of them.
And good news is, if you drop it, you're okay.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
So that kind of actually ties in a little bit to my next one is... I'm not going to phone it in anymore.
Oh, I can't agree with you on that one.
Or any less. Okay, just the same amount. Okay. No. I feel like, I'm going to try to phone it in less.
Okay.
And there's times when basically, like, it turns out, like, getting challenges lined up that Adam and I can both execute to perfection are difficult because we might have different weather here than you do in Canada or just the way the week looks. Like, you know, maybe you don't have any time in the evening and I have no time in the day or vice versa. And so it's hard to get both of them at the same time.
Correct.
And so there's been a few times, more than a few times over the last year where you and I both have kind of been forced to phone it in. Not willing to, not wanting to.
Right.
But I've just said, oh, geez, man, it's like, it's Friday afternoon. We're recording in an hour. I did not have time to shoot anything.
Yes, that does happen. I'm gonna say that it'll probably happen at about the same rate for me. Mm-hmm. But I really do try to make an effort for each photo challenge. But as you know, we discussed earlier in the show, just the mere volume of these photo challenges done every week, all the time, there are going to be scenarios that pop up where sometimes we have to record two episodes and then it's the second one done on zero notice. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, there will be the occasional one. But I understand the intention behind this. This is that you're going to try harder.
But for the monthly one, there'll be no phoning it in.
No, we have a month to do that. So there should be no excuses on the monthly.
Yeah, and I'm going to run the table on you 12 in a row. 12 this
wow.
year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's another one of your New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. I mean, of course, I'm probably going to digitally alter yours before I post them. To make it, that's out of focus.
Yeah. A big radial blur across the center of the photo.
Yeah, wow. I'm going to Photoshop acne onto your images. Wow, you have those stock. Yeah, yeah. No, I have those on stock.
Awesome.
That easy to dial in. So, yeah. Do you have any more or just that one?
No, I'm good with one. Yeah.
Just the one.
I might think of another one while you're going, but I was too involved in your conversation there. So
mm-hmm, that sounds like you
didn't have time.
Yeah. Okay. My third and final one to keep it reasonable this year, and this one I'm going to guarantee will apply to you as well.
Okay.
Or I'll suggest it. I won't guarantee. I'll bet you it does. This is something that I noticed in a couple of things I shot last week. I'm going to clean my sensor more.
Hmm.
I noticed a couple images where I thought, wow, that is terrible. Because, I mean, I'm guessing you live most of your life probably, depends on the lens you're using, but probably around f2.8 to 5.6 is my guess.
Yeah.
You tend to not see much in terms of sensor dust. At around, depending on what lens you're using, of course. You know, if you're shooting wide open like a 17 mil lens or something, and you're at 5.6, you're probably going to see the sensor dust. But if you're shooting at 200 mils, unless you're stopped down to, you know, f/16, you're probably not going to notice the sensor dust, which is okay, that's fine. But anytime that you kind of get into that area, for me it was f/8 on the 85 mil. All of a sudden, I was, wow, that is a dirty, dirty sensor. And it's not hard to do. It's not hard. I'm not talking about the full, you know, taking it to the car wash.
Right.
I'm a blow out the dust kind of guy and then deal with the rest later. I don't do the full on strips and wet clean.
Just the blower.
Just the blower. I mean, most of the cameras just have that little vibration thing built in.
Yeah.
Which will do, you know, a fair amount of cleaning. Or essentially just vibrating the dust into the different part of the camera.
Right.
Like it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say at least once a month, hopefully more often than that. Once a week would be better. Do you have the air blower that
I don't have it, no.
The Rocket Air or something?
Yeah, that's what it's called. I should get one, though.
I don't know if it's called that or not.
New Year's resolution, get one of those.
They're very, very handy. And so I ended up cleaning out all three of my cameras.
Awesome.
And so that's what I'm going to do more often, and that's it. The rest of it, perfect.
I do have one more. It basically pertains to group shots. I thought about this when I was up in Vernon. We've talked about this in the past about, you know, not overshooting certain things, but a group photo for your family. So this is going to come up for everybody on the show. I'm going to guess at some point, if you're the family photographer, you're going to be asked to do a big family group shot. The rule now is two and done. So
yes.
I will do one, and this doesn't include the sort of exposure shot, the sort of test shot, but uh-huh. two cracks at it for a big group. So you're not probably going to get perfect on a group of 10 or more, everybody smiling, looking their best, looking at the camera even, especially when you're involving children. So two shots and then it's on you. So any kid, and everyone knows this going in, you're going to tell them, we do this twice. So we're going to do it two shots, and then after that, you get what you get. So that's the rule. And I think that's a good one. And it forces, hopefully, you know, if you're taking 10 or 12, number one, people are going to get sort of annoyed with you, probably. And number
also
two,
complacent, that, though.
That's more work. Exactly. Complacent and more work for you in post. So now you only have two to look at, and you're picking the best of two. So that's my rule.
And if you don't like how you look, look better.
Exactly.
That's how I feel about it. Because interesting, because that came up over Christmas. We met on Christmas Eve day. We go to the center of town in the marketplace. And to meet all the families with the kids, and they run around, and like it's a big tradition. It's pretty awesome, and so we do a group photo. Well, some of the kids just didn't even want to participate at all, which that kind of choked me a little bit. But then some of the kids are just making faces, like ruining the photo. Well, not ruining it, but I technically, according to them, I'm ruining it. So my policy generally, because I have a 3-year-old. Is I'll snap a bunch of photos, and whatever photo that exists where both of my kids look good, that's the one that gets used.
Exactly.
So if everybody else is failing, then that's your photo. Well, this year my son decided it would be stick his tongue out year for every single photo. So after three or four of them, I snapped three or four of them. I said, all right, that's the one we're using. I'm not going to keep going until my kid looks good. He's going to have, that's going to be him in it. And he kind of felt bad after. Even at three, he was like, oh, yeah, I was doing, yeah, I know. That's your picture now. The end.
Yeah.
You know, and part of the thing, and we kind of ran out of time this week, so I'll talk about it next week. I had those books made for Christmas, and one of the pictures in those books is generally the group photo of the kids on Christmas.
Right.
That makes it into their photo album. So next year he's going to not be thrilled. Or be super thrilled. I can't tell.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes either way.
Yeah. I like it. I like the two and done.
Okay.
You have two shots at this. And do you tell people ahead of time or just surprise them?
No, right off the bat.
Even better. Just defy them. I defy you to keep your eyes open for this shot.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to go. And then just before you snap the shutter, you just yell bang. See, there you go. You ruined the first one. Nice. That's my new move.
Okay. All right.
And then next week, also remind me, let's talk about the Yongnuo 50 mil lens.
Okay.
I shot with it a little bit, so I'll talk about that. No time this week. Next week, okay, two photo challenges. One for the end of beginning of February. The monthly challenge, as we said, is black and white.
Yes.
Very simple.
Got it.
For next week, you and I, or anybody else who wants to, take a portrait of one of your kids.
Okay.
I love doing this at the beginning of each year. It becomes a tradition to snap a shot. I do both of my kids. Not together. I do them separately.
Yeah.
But I shoot a portrait shot of the kids each year, and then, you know, you compare them back and cry about where the time's going.
Okay, I promise to do this.
Good. All right. And then, like, my deal is, this doesn't have to be your deal because we're talking about one. I shoot the same, generally the same lighting setup and same style every year. So for me, yours doesn't have to be, not part of the challenge. I shoot black and white, with you know, but that's the same every year.
Okay.
All right. That's it. New Year's begun. Let's do this. Websites.
AdamSchwartz.ca.
Where you can find, go check the dance photos out.
Yeah, I'll try to get those up quick.
Do it. You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com or the two of us at TwoHosers.com. And coming soon, the Facebook closed group. Hopefully, by the time you hear this, I'll have figured it out. I'm not that smart with the social media.
Okay.
Playlists, however, I'm the ace. Bam. That's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.